A massive, sometimes brilliant staging of one of the greatest musicals ever written, and a pleasant, slightly underpaced staging of a frothy little sherbet of a play. These shows share two things in common. Both are musicals, and both feature stunningly good performances by their exceptionally good leading ladies. Directed by Craig Miller, Thoroughly Modern Millie at Sixth Street Playhouse is the stage adaptation of the 1967 Julie Andrews film, substantially reworked for the stage in the year 2000 by Richard Scanlon and Jeanine Tesori. It tells the story of a naive newcomer to New York City in 1922, a modern woman with a bold scheme to get a job and marry her boss. Her plans are thrown into disarray when she finds herself falling for a penniless paperclip salesman, and further complicated by a secret white slavery ring that appears to be operating out of the hotel for unemployed actresses at which Millie is staying. Whether or not the use of white actors to play outrageous Asian stereotypes is racist or just unwise and unfunny, I will leave for others to debate. After all, it's a silly play, with few memorable tunes and a lightweight cotton candy superficiality. But as Millie, Rebecca Pearson is sensational. She's got the voice for this kind of Broadway belting, but also the acting chops to pull off the complicated blur of emotions and impulses that is Millie. Many of her co-leads are strong, too, with special emphasis on Evan Atwood, who is a stitch as Millie's off-the-wall bachelor boss. But Pearson, a newcomer to the Sixth Street Playhouse, is the best reason to catch this show. Lightweight as it is, the star is one to be watching for in the future. South Pacific, on the other hand, is amongst the least lightweight musicals ever created, though it is filled with light, charming moments and some hummably happy tunes. Originally staged in 1949, the musical was adapted from James Michener's World War II novel, the Pulitzer-winning Tales of the South Pacific, and follows the characters who live on and around a U.S. Navy base on a small Polynesian island. Even after all these years, the writing in South Pacific is crisp and clean, gradually revealing details in a cleverly structured series of scenes that are less about war and the military than they are about the complexities of human interaction. It is now playing on Mount Tamalpais as part of the Mountain Play. The songs from Some Enchanted Evening and Younger Than Springtime, all the way to Happy Talk and I'm Gonna Wash That Man Right Out of My Hair, are some of the best ever composed for the stage. And once again, it is the stellar performance of the leading lady, Taylor Chalker, as the conflicted nurse Ensign Nellie Forbush. She pushes an already excellent show, very well directed by Linda Dunn, to the next level. The thing about the Mountain Play is, it's not easy playing to a 4,000-seat house, and Chalker has the voice to sell everything from the softest heartbreak to the most exuberant self-confidence. Director Dunn has filled the Mountain Play stage with razzle-dazzle and authentic detail, packing the frame with working jeeps and trucks, a French villa, a lookout tower with a constant sentry posted, and even a pair of actual planes which buzz the open-air amphitheater at a crucial moment in the show. South Pacific runs through June 15th. Find out more at mountainplay.org. Thoroughly Modern Millie runs through May 25th at 6th Street Playhouse, 6thstreetplayhouse.com. I'm David Templeton, Second Row Center for KRCB.